Reformed Church.
You know, typically in the church, when you go to give, you'll hear verses like, you know, to bring your tithes into the storehouse, and you know, and the Lord will pour out on you a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. You'll hear things like that. You'll hear things about like sowing and reaping. You'll hear things about give and it shall be given unto you. And the way that all of those things are taught, believe it or not, and I don't have time to share all that with you right now. We've have messages in the past that are on this topic. And I'll direct you to where you can find those in just a second if you want more on this. But in the new covenant, you're actually not blessed because of your giving at all. And you know, I know that people that have been with us for a long time know that. But I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that, because in the Old Testament, your tithes and your offerings and various things that you gave to the Levitical priesthood in the Old Testament, that's what a tithe is, just so you know. A tithe is mandated to give to the Levitical priesthood. There is no mandate ever in all of Scripture about tithe where you give a tithe at church. Now, there's giving at church, but the concept, the word tithe, is actually given to the Levitical priesthood. If you tithe correctly, you'd have to give to the Levites. So literally today, if you want to tithe correctly, you'd already be excluded because most of us are Gentiles here anyway. But you'd have to go to Israel and find a Levite priest, a descendant of Levi, and give your tithe to them. So that's when it says bring your tithes into the storehouse, we modernize that, but that is talking about giving to the Levites if you're actually going to tithe according to the Old Testament. But that aside, right, giving at church is an awesome thing. When you give at church, what's the purpose of that? You're giving at church because there's a person that says, I don't really know what you preach right now, and I'm kind of getting to know it, and that's perfectly fine. We actually don't encourage people to give before you know what we're preaching. But if you've heard what we preach here and you receive from it and you say, you know what, I don't just want to receive from the word, I actually want to be a part of this. If you're someone that wants to share the gospel, giving at church is sharing the gospel. To the extent, I will venture to tell you this. Okay, I'm not talking about how much you give, but I'm just talking about giving in general, that for those that want to share the gospel, those people are givers at church, because that's what giving at church is. Once you link the two together, to the degree you have a zeal for spreading the gospel is to the degree you have a zeal for giving at church, because it's actually the same thing. I talk about that in messages past also, this scriptural substantiation for that. The Bible says you actually become fellow laborers for the truth when you give. So that's all of an awesome thing. It's not called a tithe, mind you. That's an Old Testament word. That's not called tithing. That's just called giving. But with all that said, all of our giving, though, in the New Testament, if you can just throw up there 2 Corinthians 9:7 for me. 2 Corinthians 9:7. But all of our giving, though, in the New Testament is not to be blessed by God. You are not going to give and then it come back to you in the way that we teach that. You are not going to tithe and then God is going to pour out for you a blessing. These are Old Testament concepts that we're portraying in the church today. And you would never say that you have to give before you receive salvation. You would never say, well, you got to, you know, throw something in the offering basket before you can get saved. And we would call that receiving by works. If someone got saved by that means, if I tried to tell anybody, hey, if you want to get saved, you want to know Jesus personally and receive the Holy Spirit, first, you know, I want you to drop something in the offering basket, because, you know, it's not receiving by works. It's just a principle that, you know, when you give, the Holy Spirit will be given to you. Everybody, your skin would crawl off. You would be like, this is heresy. Everyone in the church would think that. And I mean, everybody that is saved would absolutely think that. And you'd be like, you're receiving by works. And if I told you, no, you're not receiving by works, it's just a principle. It's just a principle of giving. If you give, it's not receiving by works. It's just a show of trust in God first, and then he'll give you the Holy Spirit. You'd say that's receiving by works. And yet, we don't call that receiving by works when we say those exact same things. And instead of saying the Holy Spirit, if we just tack on the term blessing from God, blessing from the windows of heaven, whatever you want to add to that, now it's all of a sudden not receiving by works. Isn't that a weird thing? Anyone ever heard that at church before? You don't have to raise your hand, but anyone ever heard that at church before? Have you been to church before? That if you give, it's going to come back to you? And I'm not saying it's not a verse. I'm just saying it's not taught correctly. Neither is the concept of tithing. And in Malachi, I believe that's chapter 3, where it talks about the windows of heaven being open. It's just not taught correctly. The concept of receiving by works was a thing under the law. It's just not a new covenant thing. Okay? Let me just read you this verse. This is new covenant giving. All right? So 2 Corinthians 9:7. It's in this very chapter where it talks about sowing and reaping, and I've taught on that before. But 2 Corinthians 9:7, and I'll just stop here. It says, every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give. It's not a particular percentage. It's as you purpose in your heart. And so it says, let's kind of move on from there. I could say a lot about that. It says, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. That means not because someone is forcing you to give. Giving is an awesome thing, and generosity, anyone the Holy Spirit is working through will be generous. That's just a fact, right? It's a fruit that the Holy Spirit will produce in you, okay? And this very chapter even talks about that in verse 9, right? Giving, dispersing, that's something the Holy Spirit will produce through you. Nevertheless, it should not be grudgingly. You don't give because someone says, hey, you know, we're raising money here. We're going to pass the basket, and I want everybody to give $5. You know, if anyone tells me that, I won't give. Because that's you're telling me now that I have to give. You're telling me, I'm going to pass the basket. Everyone, you know, pull out your wallets and take out $5. I want everyone to give $5. That's necessity. I will not give to anywhere where someone does that. Okay? It says, don't give that way. For God loves a cheerful giver. Rather, of course, it's talking about the concept of someone giving cheerfully. God loves that. In verse 9, this is new covenant giving. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Grace. You know what grace means? It means favor that you didn't work for, according to the book of Romans. I think it's chapter 9 or 10. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And just to share this with you, I taught a whole series on Power to Wealth that's based on this verse largely. God is able, notice the order of these things, and then I'll stop. Notice the order of these things. God makes all grace abound toward you. Grace means it's unworked for favor. It means you don't have to do anything to get the grace of God. The Bible says if you have to work for it, then grace is no longer grace. You've ruined grace if you add a work to it. So, you know, he says grace, and that's what he's talking about. First, God makes all grace abound toward you. And then where's the giving? Where are the good works in this scenario? Is it before the giving or after the giving? Excuse me. Is it before the grace is given or after the grace is given? This says God makes his grace abound toward you first, so that you'll have all sufficiency in all things. This is talking actually about wealth, monetarily, if you look at the context. So that you have all sufficiency in all things, and that you may abound, that means have an excess, for every good work. Where did the good works come? Before or after the grace being abounded toward us? This says, the grace of God is abounded toward you first, and then it empowers you to every good work. In the church, we preach the exact opposite. And any Christian would call it heresy if you taught it that way for salvation, but we don't call it heresy, which I'm not saying just because someone teaches us they're a heretic or because, you know, you're not a Christian. I'm just saying we're just not seeing it right. That's all I'm saying. We're not seeing it right. I used to teach the same thing, teach the exact same thing. But guess what? You learn, you grow, and you realize, hey, why is it receiving by works if I apply it to salvation, but it's not receiving by works if I apply it to just receiving financial blessing from God? The way that it works in the New Testament is that first, he makes his grace abound toward you by faith. That's how you receive the grace of God. His grace starts abounding in your life. You start learning Jesus, his grace starts abounding, and it will add finances to you and empower you to every good work. But you don't do the good work to get the grace of God. You get the grace of God to get the good works. It's the complete opposite. You don't do the good work first. You don't give so that you can get the grace of God or he'll pour out for you a blessing. This is just the exact opposite of that. The blessing comes first. You receive the blessing of God. You have the grace of God by which you may serve God. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 12. You can check me up on that. You get the grace of God first, free of charge, because Jesus paid for it. Not your money, but Jesus paid for it. You get the grace of God first. You receive the grace of God first. That gets working in your life first. And then it results in every good work. It empowers you to every good work. You don't do the good works first. So I just want to leave you with that because that may be radical to some people to hear that, but so now let me just direct you to, if you want to actually hear the scriptural substantiation more than what I just gave you, of course, I want you to go on ReformU, reformchurch.com/reform and the letter U, or you can click the ReformU tab there. You can go to the, right now, the way the categories are organized at the time of teaching this is click receiving, receiving from God, and in there, there's a class on giving. It's not very long, a few messages in there and an article. And there's also a class on, it's called Receiving for Free, all right? Myself and Pastor Jose teach in both of those classes. It's so worth your time. It will set your mind free of that old thinking that compels you to give under obligation because otherwise you're not going to be blessed by God. Again, I'm not teaching against giving here. I'm just saying the order in which we give is different than what the church is telling you today. In fact, if you receive the blessing of God, that'll make you more generous than you ever could be when you're trying to give under obligation because you're trying to get something from God, or you're trying to stir up the power of God in your finances. It's not the way that it works. You receive by faith, not by works, and not by your gift. So even as we give today, if you would like to give today, I'd encourage you to give. You cannot give to a better outlet, in my opinion, than giving at this church. But you have to make that decision for yourself, because it's not compulsion. You have to make the decision for yourself. But nevertheless, if you're giving today, I want you to give knowing I'm not giving to be blessed. I'm giving because I receive the blessing of God, and I share out of that, and it empowers me to it, but I'm not giving to get the grace of God. I'm giving because I have the grace of God.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.